Hi, this is Not So Much Vanilla, and I'm gonna do the BDSM with Friends questionnaire posed by Miss in GWA Backstage. It's been okay, so I'm gonna preface this with the following. It's been a long time since I've been on GWA, and there are reasons for it. You know, it's been mostly just my professional life has taken a very weird left turn. A good, very weird left turn, but still. And I haven't had a lot of time. But I've missed my friends and I've missed this community a lot. So I kind of want to come back if y'all are willing to listen to me. I don't know, I'd like to record some new stuff. It makes me feel good to record, and it's been way too long. Also, interestingly, it does really good things for my creativity, and you know, I've got other creative outlets that need my attention. So I'm hoping that I can be back a little more frequently and that you guys want to listen. frankly, I'm just stalling because I'm kind of nervous because it's been a while since I've recorded anything, and this questionnaire has a lot of pretty revealing things to be said in it, which is great. You know, I like to push myself a little bit, but it's still a little nerve-wracking. So, no more stalling, here goes. Number one, do you prefer to have a set role in your relationship or do you like to switch it up? What do you identify as? You know, it depends on the relationship, it depends on the person. More often than not, I'm sub more so than dominant. But there are certain people that kind of flip a little switch in me. Overall, it feels more natural and more comfortable for me to be submissive. But, you know, I'm really not submissive submissive. I'm more bratty submissive. I like to be made to do something, but I don't like to do it. Number two, what are your most important kinks? How often do you need them fulfilled, or are you fine without them? The biggies would probably be impact. Yeah, I'd say impact, I'd say denial. I like to be kind of made to edge for longer than I should. Those are the sort of staples. You know, I like to ask permission to come. That comes up a lot. I tend to like to be told no, even though it pisses me off at the same time, but you know, that's fun. It makes me kind of growly and snarly, and I enjoy that. and then, as far as impact, you know, I really like getting hit with a belt or a flogger or a hand. I don't like marks where they're visible, but where they're not visible, you know, like under clothes, so that I can still leave my house without having to answer domestic violence questions. I like those. I don't need them every time, but I do need them. It's one of those things where I don't know if other people experience this. I suspect that there are others that do. But for me, being submissive is a really good way to just kind of shut off all of the noise of everything else that's happening in my life. You know, I'm one of those that's constantly thinking and worrying and trying to plan for things that are out of my control, and it gets really exhausting and it makes it hard to sleep. But, you know, I get basically told that I'm going to be submitting to somebody, and I get a nice loud crack of a belt across my ass, and suddenly I'm not worrying about whether I need to go to the grocery store because that doesn't actually matter right now. You know, I don't need it every time. But if I go too long without, I do get a little on the twitchy side, and it's not a comfortable place for me. Number three, what would you say are your deal breakers when it comes to BDSM? Well, I'm not a big fan of like really hard limits, truly hard limits, scat and water sports. And age play. I can't get behind the idea. I have a hard time with age play. Yeah, I mean, I would say things like needles and stuff like that, but frankly, if we discussed that, like really discussed that and learned how to do it right, I don't even know that that would be completely off the table. So, yeah. Number four, have you ever set rules slash guidelines for your partner to follow? Have you ever had to punish them for breaking the rules? Usually when I'm dominant, it's not often, but it happens. It's not a rules kind of thing. You know, it's more, I don't know how to describe this. It's more like aggressive and animalistic than it is, you know, based on structure or anything like that. Well, as a sub, I have submitted to rules and guidelines and I have paid the price for breaking them, so that's kind of fun. But then sometimes I really like to just test those rules anyway, just to see what the punishment's actually going to be, which I know is rather annoying for some, but it's fun for me. Number five, have you pushed a partner too far during a play session? How did you handle it? I never have with somebody that I've been dominating. Because I'm not a natural dom. I usually we set out rules way ahead of time, or you know, like find out what the deal is, you know, what she's into, what she's not into. And I don't cross that line because I don't know. I'm not interested in. See, it's tricky for me. Because most of the women that I have played with, it has been, if not their first time, it's been one of their first few times. So they're usually cool with somebody that is, you know, pushing them up against a wall or, you know, pressing them down into the car seat, or, you know. My mind is wandering right now. But I don't want to get too into it with somebody that it's not going to be a really long-term kind of deal. For me, being dominated and dominating takes time. You know, it's one of those things that you don't do on a first or second or even third date. How do you deal with aftercare? How do you do it slash like it done? Do you need it? Do you think it's important to this kind of relationship? Yeah, of course I think it's important to this kind of relationship. When it is in person, you know, when it's with my husband, for example, that's as simple as usually I'll like lay on the bed dazed and he'll rub my back. Not like massage, but more like pet my back. You know, the kind of thing that you would do to somebody who was having a nightmare. And it kind of makes me feel safe and grounds me again a little bit. And it makes things better. When it's somebody that I am, you know, if it's online or on Skype or something like that, usually it's just kind of coming down with a nice, banal conversation about whatever. You know, just to kind of make us feel normal again. Just talk about some TV show that we saw or something like that. It's just enough to kind of get your legs under you again, if that makes any sense. What do you think about safe words? Are they needed? Do you use them? Yes, of course I do. I would never enter into any kind of scene or situation or any kind of relationship at all without having a pretty serious conversation about safe words. I don't do the green, yellow, red thing for me because if it's not red, I'm not interested in stopping at yellow and it feels weird to say green, 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 green for me. So I stick with the you know, say something that you would never ever in a million years say while having sex, like Donald Trump's a sexy beast or something like that. Not that, never that. But that's the kind of thing that I tend to do. And safe words are, I've used it before, but it's like an in case of emergency kind of thing. Or the other one is if I'm not able to speak, you know, if I'm so I really like breath play, which means that sometimes words don't work for me. Three taps on whatever body part is available, you know, three taps on an arm or something like that, and it's all over. Yeah, I think that they're necessary. I think they keep people safe. I think for me, I feel like if I know that there's a safe word in place, it allows me to be more free to not worry. You know, like I don't find myself putting up defenses or being on my guard. You know, I know how to get out of the scene safely, and I will if I have to. So it actually, I mean, it doesn't seem like a stupid safety precaution. It actually is a thing that makes it easier to submit. Have you experimented with any toys slash equipment that you really disliked slash liked? Well, yes, of course. I have a lot of toys that I really like. In the context of BDSM, I have these really wicked nipple clamps that only come out when I'm already so turned on and I am in trouble for something. Those are fun. I also butt plugs come out when I am, especially in the context of BDSM. They don't get used all that much during, you know, sort of standard vanilla sex for me. Because the butt stuff, while I like it, it kind of squicks me out just a little bit. Like I like it and it feels good and I know, like I can intellectually say this is no big deal, but for some reason it still makes me feel nervous. But it's the good kind of nervous. Like, oh, I'm not sure if I feel okay with this, but I'm gonna try it anyway. Kind of nervous. So yeah, plugs come out at that point. Have you ever experienced sub or dom drop? Yes, absolutely. I had one really bad experience. You know, I don't sub drop too bad usually. Once in a very great while, I'll sort of like feel a little funky or say I really need a hug right now or something like that. But generally speaking, I don't get into anything that I'm not 100% certain I can get out of. And it does happen, but it happens more so when I go into like really heavy subspace. There is one time that I can think of. I was playing with somebody, and it was an online thing, and I had really, really pissed him off that day. I had like really pissed him off that day, and he sent me this recording that I was supposed to listen to and then send my response back, and it was. He was pushing all of the buttons, you know, all of the everything that he knew that was kind of a like it was still okay, but it was right on the edge of not quite okay. And he had been given permission to. It wasn't like that. Frankly, I was taunting the person. I was like, I don't think that you can actually, I don't think you can. Which, in retrospect, was a stupid choice. But he sent me this audio that pushed all of my buttons, and it pissed me off, and it made me do things that I did not want to do, and it was okay. But then he got me all worked up, and at the end of it, it just stopped. He was like, "Put your clothes on, go away, don't talk to me again for a little while," which would have been fine. But I was already in kind of a weird place from some other stuff that was happening in my life. And I wasn't even upset at the time, but for some reason I randomly burst into tears. I don't know. I don't know. To this day, I don't know. You know, but he wanted the recording, so I sent it to him anyway. And, you know, we talked about it, and I had to explain that he hadn't done anything wrong, and I wasn't particularly ashamed or anything. It wasn't like that. It was just one of those really weird, all the stars aligned and Vanilla burst into tears for absolutely no fucking reason kind of situation. That's probably the worst sub drop that I've ever had. I was kind of a wreck for about 12 hours, but you know, that's what drawing's for me. So I produced some really awesome art at that point. And interestingly, the piece that I produced was one that gets shown at, you know, erotica art shows and stuff like that. So, okay. What's the best part of a BDSM relationship? Well, for me, the best part is absolutely the ability to almost enter another dimension. It's very much like it's my stress relief. pretty much the only way, like when I'm feeling kind of twitchy and cranky and out of sorts, you know, just in general not quite right, the best way to get me out of it is to allow myself to be put in a very submissive space. It helps clear my head, it centers my thoughts, it gives me something to focus on, you know. When your ass is so red that it's like leaving marks on your body that are gonna stick around for a little while, you don't really have time to think about shit that you shouldn't be worrying about anyway. So, that's the best part for me. And then, I mean, in the context of my marriage, you know, with my husband, it makes me feel really close to him, and it makes me feel able to trust, I guess. It's like, for the longest time, I thought that the daddy-little dynamic was not something I was into, because when I think of daddy, I think of a guy that looks like me, except for without a red wig on. So I could never wrap my head around calling somebody daddy, and I still have a hard time with that. But it's that kind of, like, relationship that is nothing but trust and, you know, positive feelings and giving each other exactly what the other person needs, and what you yourself need. That's what my good BDSM relationship is like. What's the worst part of a BDSM relationship? Well, if they're done right, I don't know that there really are all that many downsides. I have never felt like I can't trust someone because of a BDSM relationship. I've never felt less because of a BDSM relationship. I actually always feel kind of empowered, which I know there are people that find that weird, but it's very real to me. I guess for me, the worst part of a BDSM relationship is that when I really want it and when I really want to get hit, the only thing I can do is, you know, be a little asshole until I get hit. You know, I don't love that I can't really, I mean, the only way I know how to initiate when I'm feeling subby is to be a shithead until he has enough. That's pretty much the only way I know how to do it. So I guess that's not a great part of my BDSM relationships, but yeah. Is there anything you haven't tried that you really want to? I love rope. I've done very little of that, but I would really like to explore it more. I really, really, really love being tied up. Yeah, that's one that I really want. Haven't done it yet. Not much, anyway, you know? There's, like, one or two reasonably easy ties that I have been on the receiving end of, but that's about it. In your opinion, is sex about trying to push the boundaries or only playing by the rules? I like to have boundaries pushed. I like to push boundaries. I like friction. I think sex without friction, it doesn't work for me. I know people for whom it does, you know. I know people that are perfectly happy with always loving, tender. I'm not even going to call it vanilla sex because I don't like the negative connotations that vanilla gets. You know, but I know people that are very cool with that kind of sex. I am not one of those. Number 14, what is your favorite form of punishment and your favorite kind of reward. Okay, so my favorite form of punishment is denial, honestly. Not even denial. I don't like it when it goes on for longer than a little while, but I do like being told no. Just all it takes is no. No, you can't come. And I am suddenly, if I didn't need to come before, I need to right the fuck now. So yeah, I like being told no, and I like being told to wait, and I like being made to do things that are just a little outside of my comfort zone. I like being forced to gag on a cock. I like being told to say things about myself that I never would. You know, humiliation's really not my deal. Actually, that's a lie. Humiliation is something that has not traditionally been my deal. It's something that I never could get into, but a little bit, actually, it turns out, is quite fun. You know, when I'm told to say something about myself, like, you know, it just depends on the situation. There may be an audio to that effect later. I don't know. We'll see. That's fun. My favorite kind of reward is definitely getting hit, or the Hitachi. That's a good reward. I'm trying to think what else. The words good girl, those are one hell of a reward. My goodness. I'm getting myself all distracted right now. Number 15, what do you think is the biggest misconception about BDSM? Well, I would say the 50 Shades shit probably didn't do a lot of good for BDSM. I think there's a lot of misconceptions about it. The most irritating one for me is that people that get into it are broken, or more broken than most people. I think all people are a little broken. And if they're not, they're very lucky human beings. But yeah, I'd say that it's just the idea that it's a pathology is kind of fucked up and not good for anybody. So yeah, I guess that's those 15 questions. It has been lovely talking to you. Yeah, I'll be around soon, hopefully.